A dire warning. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The blizzard that pounded western New York over the weekend has killed at least 28 people. Here's Erie County Executive Mark Pullenkars.
It was a tough night, and we do expect that there will be more as there are additional individuals that are found across our community.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul says some cities still have driving bans in effect.
Anyone who declares victory and says it's over, it is way too early to say this is at its completion of maybe the severity is downplaying now. And right now it's not as bad as it had been over the last couple days. But it is still a dangerous situation to be out.
Governor Hochul says National Guard members have been deployed to assist with search and rescue, plowing and other services. A senior Ukrainian government official is hopeful for peace talks with Russia in February. Fox's Jared Halpern has more.
Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, says his government is looking to have a peace summit by the end of February, ideally at the United Nations.
Every war ends as a result of the actions taken at the battlefield and at the negotiating table.
Kuleba says Russia could only be invited to a peace summit if the country first faces a war crimes tribunal. The end of February will mark the first anniversary of the Russian invasion. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has proposed a 10-point peace plan that would include restoration of territorial borders and the withdrawal of all Russian troops.
New York police officials say 35-year-old Roland Codrington of Manhattan was charged Sunday in two random knife-slashing murders. One of the victims was a pediatrician in a Manhattan park, and the other was a man who had just left a bar in the East Village. Officials say they're investigating to see if he committed other random attacks. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Concerns regarding TikTok's national security issues could prompt the government to ban it. Fox's Aisha Hosni explains.
When the president signs this omnibus bill, TikTok will be banned officially on government devices. That is a big first step for lawmakers on the Hill, but we're also learning more major actions could be coming soon. The Wall Street Journal is now reporting that the Biden administration is pushing for the sale of the app's U.S. operations in an effort to separate it from its Chinese owner, ByteDance. Now, experts tell the Wall Street Journal that the president does have the authority to force such a sale, but there could be legal battles in response to that.
A Central Florida man facing animal abuse charges regarding a woman's pet raccoon. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has more.
The Lake County Sheriff's Department says 31-year-old Tevin Williams has been arrested on suspicion of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and animal cruelty. An affidavit says Williams threatened to kill his roommate, punching her car while she was in it. She then found out from a neighbor that Williams had beaten her pet raccoon that she kept in a kennel outside. A male neighbor told deputies Williams came up to him and put a sewing needle to his neck and threatened to kill him. That neighbor says Williams told him he used a hammer to beat the raccoon.
A dog in England is believed to have caused a house fire.
The Essex Fire Service saying the dog may have jumped on a bed and inadvertently turned on a hairdryer that its owner left plugged in on the bed. The dog was unharmed by the fire and was found sitting outside the front door when the woman came back to her house filled with smoke. Both the woman and the dog were treated for smoke inhalation and are said to be okay.
That's Fox's Monica DeLuca. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.